The 9/11 attack occurred 10 years ago this weekend, and Scenic City Lawnmower Racing Association is remembering the brave men and women who helped after the attacks with a race. Local emergency workers are invited to come to the event, which is called the Scenic City 360 Summer Nationals. Goodner says that all EMS workers with proper ID get into the race at a discounted admission price, but they need to show up by 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. It will feature a special tribute to 9/11 rescue personnel. At tomorrow afternoon's event, there will also be food and drinks provided by Rainbow Riders, a nonprofit organization that helps disabled children experience the great outdoors. Goodner says he's been lawnmower racing for 7 years now, and he calls it a different but neat sport. It's family-oriented, and they start with racers age 7 and up.
This will be our third annual Scenic City 360 Summer Nationals. Mm-hmm. This is a national points race, which is a series that runs all over the United States. And since this weekend is fell on September 10th weekend, that's why we're going to celebrate it with our having our firemen to come out and our EMTs and anybody that had anything to do with the rescues of the 9/11. We're celebrating it by letting them come out and have a lawnmower race of their own, and we're going to provide stock lawnmowers for them to operate.
If you've never seen a lawnmower race, it's basically exactly what it sounds like. Association members take a standard riding lawnmower, the kind that anybody would use, and modify it.
We change the pulleys around and re-gear the transmissions and stuff to make the machine itself go faster. We cut the frames down. We take the suspension out. There's no suspension on these machines. We remove the blades, and all of our racers have to wear a helmet. I have to wear long sleeve shirts, I have to wear neck braces, kill switch, long pants, leather shoes over the ankle, and full finger gloves. Basically, we take a lawnmower and make a go-kart out of it.
Goodner says it takes about 12 to 24 hours to build a race vehicle from a mower, and he says it's important for everyone to take all the precautions while racing. The most common injuries he's seen in the past have been to the collarbone and ankles.
And the biggest reason those two is they're out there playing. Just goofing off. I mean, we actually had one that broke his ankle in Jasper this past weekend because he was actually goofing off. Didn't do it while he was racing. He done it while he was after the race because he was goofing off.
The race is tomorrow, September the 10th at 1 p.m. on Highway 58 next to Goodner Equipment. Although lawnmower racing might sound similar to go-karts, Goodner says it's not, and that's a good thing.
And if you ever go to kart racing, ever go into the pit area, you look and see everybody's pretty much separated. Yeah, you've got them all, they're all lined up. The crew members don't talk to other crew members. Well, the thing about our sport is somebody gets out there and somebody a belt breaks or a chain or a bearing goes out of something or have engine trouble. Next thing you know, you look over and you've got 10 other racers over helping them get their mower ready to go because everybody wants to be out there and everybody wants to have a good time. You know, a lot of people call it, well, it's a little form of NASCAR. Well, sort of, kind of. We're on dirt or grass. It's just, the biggest thing is it's a good family-oriented sport. And it's an open-wheel sport. You know, accidents happen. But we make it as safe as we can make it.
Proceeds from the race will benefit the Gobbler Mowdown in November, which will either sponsor a toy or food drive. Goodner says the Scenic City Lawnmower Racing Association is completely nonprofit.
We're all the time giving back to different organizations, different charities. We've got the Rainbow Riders coming out doing our vending for this event. And if I ain't mistaken, they told me the other day that they'll be doing our vending for the rest of the year. And they also, they're nonprofits, so therefore they're helping the Rainbow Riders. Yeah, the Rainbow Riders, they help physically and challenge kids.
There will also be something fun for the much smaller children. Goodner says this year they're letting children under age 7 participate in the Power Wheel race. They also get in the race free.
And that's just to help get the kids out there because we've got most of our, when families come out, you know, a lot of the smaller kids, the 3- and 4-year-olds, you know, they ain't really, you know, they're kind of bored. So, you know, if we can get the kids involved in learning how to, you know, communicate with others, and, you know, if they bring their, you know, they bring their big wheel out, we're going to let them take a lap around the track and we'll have a little surprise for them.
Goodner says, however, the parents must provide the power wheel vehicles for the kids.
The track's probably, anywhere between 630 to 700 foot diameter. You know, that, and of course, the power wheels don't go fast enough for them to run away from their parents. So, you know, they will be heavily supervised while they're out there.
That was Barry Goodner, owner of Goodner Equipment in Ootowah, talking about tomorrow's lawnmower race. The race starts at 1 p.m. on Highway 58 next to Goodner Equipment. For more information, you can visit the Scenic City Lawnmower Association Facebook page. For Around and About, I'm Bobby Sullivan.